Hello all and welcome to the podcast, The Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya and it's a pleasure to have you here today. In today's episode, I want to continue the discussion on narrative and move on to another famous and most commonly found narrative type, the third person narrative. Often when someone starts writing, it's usually in a third person narrative than a first person narrative. What is the benefit of third-person narrative? Adds a lot more dimensionality compared to a first-person narrative. So, let's try to understand how a third-person narrative is different and what sort of emotions it evokes and in which context it makes more sense to use a third-person narrative than a first-person narrative. So, without any further ado, let's get started. A third-person narrative is different from a first-person narrative in the sense that it brings the perspective that a first-person narrative cannot bring. We talked about How I Met Your Mother and how the entire series is narrated by one of the characters, Ted Mosby, and how he sees the entire world through his own viewpoints. A good example is certain elements of the show which, when seen by a neutral observer, can be considered a little more creepy and too clingy, are seen as endearing in the show. Ted Mosby tries to do a rain dance to eventually convince Robin to go out with him, and this keeps going on and off. And although we see that Ted Mosby is the one who's getting his heart broken, we never really consider the effect on what Robin has. We always see Ted breaking his heart and not being able to be with the love of his life. But at the same time, we never see the perception of Robin. What is she thinking? How is she handling this sort of an emotional drama, emotional dilemma? This is not seen in the first person narrative because Ted does not have access to it, and Robin is one of the characters who does not share a lot of feelings. While the show has its charm from a first person narrative, considering the show entirely revolves around the point of how Ted, the protagonist, met your, the children's mother, or in other case, the woman that birthed the kids. We do later realize that they marry a long time after they had both the kids. So we can also consider, to a certain extent, his wife. How did he meet his wife? So the entire story is narrated from his point of view. And for the kind of narration it is, a first person suits better because you do not talk about yourself in the third person generally. It is occasionally done for comedic effect, but that's where it stops. Unless there's a very huge narcissistic personality, people do not talk about themselves and their own life experiences in the third person. You won't say, I have done something in this form. He has done this or she has done this, while referring that to you. Simple reason where a first person narrative makes sense is, a first person narrative makes sense if one of the characters is narrating the story to you and not a neutral observer. See, the observer can be biased, that's okay, but this observer has to be someone out of the entire characters. If the observer is part of the characters, then it cannot be a third person narrative because they are present in the narrative and they would refer to themselves as in first person and they would see the world from their eyes. That becomes a first person narrative. So the first thing you need to remember about a third person narrative is that you need to find a character, or the narrator here in this case should not be part of your story. There is always breaking the fourth wall, but let's not get into that topic at this moment. So what is a major important characteristic, and what is the defining factor of third person narratives? While Game of Thrones, the book, A Song of Ice and Fire, is written from a first person narrative of multiple protagonists, the TV series is actually in the third person narrative. There is no narration, there is no particular narration, but when you see the entire TV series, it happens to characters from their own events. It's not from their own perspective. Not all of them have their own perspectives coming in, because the series is written from a third person perspective. The show, however, is adapted based on the Game of Thrones series, which is actually written in the first person. So when you read A Song of Ice and Fire, the first book in the Game of Thrones series, you see that it's divided into chapters, which is the first person narrative for each of the characters. So each event is seen from multiple characters' viewpoints. However, the TV series was not made as such, and you can see the difference. You can take any other superhero movie, and except Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, because that's a first person narrative, but any other, and you see that it's a third person narrative. It's people looking at this entire event from the outside. It's seeing that there is an alien invasion on New York, and how various superheroes or various people who have supernatural abilities come together to fight that alien invasion and become what we now refer to as the Avengers. This is a very defining factor of a third person narrative. It feels a little impersonal. You're not part of the story, unlike a first person narrative. See, in the first person narrative, you are the children. You are the people that the narrator is telling the story to. The narrator is not just sharing a story. The narrator is telling their experiences, their viewpoints, their perspectives. It's like you're sitting on a lazy Sunday afternoon with your grandparents, and your grandparents are telling you a story while you eat a biscuit. In How I Met Your Mother, you are the children, because Ted Mosby gives moral lessons at the end of every episode. If you are honest with yourself, maybe you'll find something. If you really want to love someone, you'll love someone. And other tidbits like this that Ted Mosby says. But when you look at a third person narrative, Avengers happens and you do root for some people, but it's not that personal. But the benefit with a third person narrative is that you get a lot more information that you are not in a position to access in a first person narrative. How is that different? See, as a third person narrative, or in a third person narrative, you have the bird's eye view of the story that's going around, which means you are seeing the story from a very high altitude, and you're seeing everything, assuming you have the power. Let's not get into the logistic problems that I cannot see, they went into the warehouse and all. Assuming that you can see the characters, you can access their thoughts, feelings, memories, you have that power to understand and realize what's going on in each of the characters' minds, and use that to build a narrative and build a suspense. So let's say there's a particular war movie going on, and in every war there are spies. There are people who are trusted by one side, one country, one king, who are actually working for the other side, whose loyalty is not to the one who has placed their trust in them, but to the one who they serve, which is someone else. This is not shown directly, but let's say there are two events. In first event, the king and the spy, the king and the spy of the other kingdom, are talking about battle plans. The spy is a minister, and the main reason the king trusts is because of the expertise that this particular spy gives to this king. Now, in the next event, you see that the spy is talking to the king of the other kingdom, and the spy is telling the secrets, saying this is the attack plan, this is the formation, this is the kind of strategy that they are using, and this is, I think, the weakest point, and this is where the opening would be. This battle strategy is something that this particular spy is doing. That's an event that you do not have access to if you are not the spy in the story. The spy is not recounting their tales. However, in a third person narrative, you have access to this event. And with the very fact that you have two events that contradict each other, suspense is built. You root for one of the kingdoms and you hope whatever the spy is doing helps them or does not deter their plan in the war. See, that is the beauty of a third person narrative. A third person narrative can give you a lot more than just a viewpoint and an experience from one particular character. It can show you events that are not accessible to your protagonist. Because in this case, if we consider the first king to be the protagonist, then the spy is basically an obstacle. The spy is a potential challenge which has to be neutralized before the battle plans and the kingdom itself is lost. Now, in a first-person narrative, you just start thinking, as the king, what would they do next? They don't see the attack coming. But in a third-person narrative, you as the reader will see the attack coming. And you are much more intrigued as to what will the king do now. You see the difference in suspense. In the first type of narrative, you are not even aware of the attack. In both of the cases, the characters are not aware. The protagonist here, the king, is not aware that there is a counter-attack that will come because his entire plans are leaked to the enemy. However, in a third-person narrative, you will get to know and you are very intrigued as to what this king will do because you are rooting for the king. This is the element of surprise that a third-person narrative brings. This is, in a lot of psychological books, when they talk about this is called information power. You know something that someone should know, and because of that, you derive power. I will talk about the kinds of power very soon, because they have a very defining factor as to what would be the kind of relationship, dyadic and triadic relationships between people. Just giving a summary, dyadic is a relationship between two people, A and B. A triadic relationship is between three people in a group. The kind of power dynamics that work there actually define the kind of language they use and the activities that they do for each other. Getting back to the narrative, a third person narrative allows a particular person to be aware more than what they have. So let's try to understand what's more important about a third person narrative before we get on to a larger topic. So first thing, you have access to other people's feelings, biases and experiences. Something that a first person narrative does not really give you. What I mean by that is, you know what the other person's hands are. Would you know what the other person is thinking, feeling and is doing? Because you are seeing everything from an outside perspective. Every thought of theirs is laid bare. And I'm talking about the reader here. See, See, you as a writer has access to everything. As a reader, you don't have access to the thoughts and feelings in a first-person narrative, because that's how a person sees the world. They do not see everybody's thoughts and feelings. They try to read from the various cues that the person exhibits, but unless it's explicitly expressed, you do not understand what exactly is this person thinking after you said a certain statement or a certain dialogue. However, in a third person narrative, you can see that. Let's say you said a person is killed. There could be multiple ways of emotion, but based on the response, you can try to understand what is the exact sort of relationship that this person had with the deceased. For someone who is dear to them, that response would be shock and grief. For someone to whom this person is an enemy, the deceased, it would be a relief. It would be happiness because this person is not there anymore to thwart their plans, to be as an obstacle. This can be a thought. While societal courtesy says that you hear about someone's death, you be a little sad, show your sorrow, the person may actually be relieved in their mind. And you can see this as a reader in a third person narrative. As a first person narrative, you cannot see this. Second, the events are not as biased because you're looking from an outside in view. Remember, in first person view, we told that when a person is talking about themselves, they'd like to put them as the most virtuous or the most bad boy image that they want to portray. And you see every event being portrayed in that image. Ted Mosby considers him the hopeless romantic. And many a time, events and items that he gifts are seen in such a way, although they can be bordering on creepy and being uncomfortable, Ted considers himself as being the most romantic guy on the planet. And in all of his stories, you see that exact view coming up over and over again. Ted writes amazing stories, Ted says amazing poems, Ted gives gifts that are not usually considered as a gift. Ted gives grand gifts for small events, and it's just crazy, and it's just reinforcing the fact that he is a hopeless romantic, and that is the idea, that is the perception he wants to create about himself. To him, Robin is the person who's the amazing girl in the world. Marshall and Lily are the best couple in the world. And Barney Stinson is the guy who can get any girl based on lies. And these are the various personality traits that are driven deep. This is the one-dimensional aspect that Ted often keeps drilling into the audience's heads. Apart from these narrative, we cannot see anything else because there is no dimensionality. It takes until season 8 to show that Barney had a different side, where he is also someone who craves for love, is a very insecure. And until season 8, you don't see that because Ted only shows Barney in that light. And the last tip that I want to talk about is the fact that all of the experiences are more or less quite similar because you're seeing the event from an outside view. The additional element is the person's thoughts and feelings, which were not accessible in a first person narrative. But in a third person narrative, since you have access to them, you know the perspective of each of the character involved in a certain event. You know how they would report it and you know how they feel about it. And this is the most defining character of a third person narrative based story. So the three tips just before we end the episode. One, you have access to the characters' thoughts, emotions, expressions, and feelings. Second, the bias in the character is not very much because you're seeing it from an outside view. Third is the fact that you do not really have any differing perspectives because you can see how each person is perceiving the same event. So these are the three things that define a third person narrative. Before you go, I want to talk about my new book, T-5 Years, that's being published on Wattpad. It's been an amazing ride so far. T-5 Years tracks the journey of Vikram, who's flung back into the past 5 years from the date Apocalypse happens, and he has to find and stop Apocalypse from happening so that he can save the world. He, with his knowledge of the future, tries to enlist help of various comrades and friends of his, and in the end tries to find that one event that defines and is the reason for Apocalypse to happen. Will Vikram succeed in his attempt or will he fail? Keep following the story to find out. New chapters are being published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and you can find all of them on Wattpad. The link to that is available in the description below as well as the Instagram page. If you are already on Wattpad, do try to find the story. The username is The Morning Reads. Do follow me on Wattpad so that you get instant notifications right after the chapter is published. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to these episodes as well as the ones that came before this by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.